好，我们今天呢，回到我们今天的信息。
Okay, today let's come to our topic
我们翻开《约翰福音》16章。
John 16.
那上次讲到呢，圣灵来的工作呢，圣灵来是仍要畏罪、畏义、畏审判，要自己责备自己。
And last time I have been sharing when the Holy Spirit comes, and we will confess for our sin, for righteousness, and for the judgment.
那上次呢，我们讲了，是这个罪呢，是因着我们不信耶稣，要解决罪的问题呢，根本上也要来信耶稣。
If you want to deal with your sin, you still have to come to the Lord.
今天我们要讲这个义啊，今天我们讲义，说为义，仍也要来自己责备自己。
And today we're talking about righteousness, and for this we will confess for all of that.
对，我们就读一下十六章，十六章继续来我们读这个第七节开始读到十四节，我来读。如果你是英文的话，你可以自己读英文。约翰福音16章7到14节。
We will start from verse 14.
Yeah. 然而，我将真情告诉你们，我去是对你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。畏罪是因他们不信我；畏义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。被审判是因这世界的王受了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在当当不了，或者不能领会。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，而是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。这是十六章啊，第七节到十四节。
This is John chapter 16 from verse 7 to 14.
那这里耶稣讲到呢，他说我要到天父那边去。
And Jesus said, I'm going to the Father.
对，而是去呢，对你们是有益的。
It's good for you.
他说我若不去，保惠师就不能到你们这里来。
If I don't go, the Holy Spirit would not come.
那他就说去是对你们有益的。
So I go, it's good for you.
那在第十节呢，他就说为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见。
And verse 10, in regarding to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, well, you can see me no more, no longer.
那就是我们读到这些经文的时候呢，有时候说，哎呀，耶稣基督在讲什么呢？讲什么？就是有时候真的听不懂。
You may wonder what Jesus is talking about.
那正因为我们听不懂，所以他就说什么，只等真理的圣灵来了呢，要引导你们明白一切的真理。
And because you don't understand, that's why. And here Jesus said, you have to wait for the Holy Spirit who will reveal this to you.
十二节讲呢，他说我有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，或者不能领会，就是你们是领会不了的。所以呢，我们今天不懂，这是正常的。
In verse 12, it says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear.Here means you cannot understand.
但是呢，他也应许就是真理的圣灵来了以后呢，他会引导我们进入一切的真理。
So here he meant when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all this truth.
所以呢，圣灵多么的重要，他把圣灵差派下来。
So it is so important that the Holy Spirit comes.
那就是耶稣讲这些话呢，其实我作为牧师今天好多也是不明白。
So actually, Jesus said a lot of things, actually me, even I as a pastor, couldn't understand.
但是有些东西呢，你越来越进入真理啊，就是 他给你显现，他让你亲身的经历一些事情以后呢，你就明白更多了。
You will go into the truth and you understand more and more when the Holy Spirit reveals to you.
那所以呢，就是说，当我们在一定要在相信耶稣的钉死复活以后，圣灵住在我们心里的时候呢，圣灵会把耶稣会启示出来。
When we believe our Lord who has been crucified and resurrected from the death, and we understand when the Holy Spirit has been revealed all of these to us.
他会把罪启示出来，罪的本质是什么？
He will reveal the real thing of the sin.
那义，什么是义？义的本质是什么？
And the righteousness, what is the true nature of righteousness?
那审判究竟什么是真正的审判
？And also for the judgment, what is the real judgment?
那所以我有时候想，如果今天圣灵和耶稣两个圣灵也在地上，耶稣也在地上，会怎么样
？I have been wondering, what if Jesus and also Holy Spirit are on earth at the same time?
为什么耶稣一定要离开呢？一定要到天父那边去呢？
Why
他在地上不更好吗？
Why did Jesus have to leave? Why didn't he just stay on earth?
我不是完全的明白，但有一点点体会，我可以给大家讲讲。
I didn't understand well, but I know a little bit. I may share with you.
那比如说，今天耶稣还活着，在不是活着，他呢没有在升天。而是在地上还是走来走去，在耶路撒冷那一块地方。今天我们在温哥华呢，有新耶稣靠着圣灵，我们会很 confused。
Imagine if now Jesus he is still on earth, like now he's walking around in Jerusalem, but we, in Vancouver, we believe in Holy Spirit and led by Holy Spirit, and you may be get very confused.
Confused.那今天是不是我们的所有的人都要到耶路撒冷去跟耶稣呢
？You may wonder, should I go to Jerusalem, follow Jesus there?
所以全地的基督徒都要上耶路撒冷去了，是不是
？So all Christians have to go to Jerusalem, isn't it true?
所以从这一点讲呢，我觉得神的智慧让我们在全地呢，啊，就是平平安安的做我们该做的事情，而且要把这个福音要往外去传，不是往耶路撒冷走。
So I think here and through that, in that way, and actually God encouraged all of us and peacefully just share the gospel and go out, not to Jerusalem.
对，另外一个呢，我体会就是说，当耶稣复活升天这个举动呢，就是让人清清楚楚的知道呢，他的事情已经做完了，他是神，他应该在他的位置上。
My understanding is that when Jesus he went to heaven, that really meant that he has finished everything, all his job on earth. He is done.
所以当耶稣当时复活以后向门徒们显现，后来又升天的时候让门徒们看见的时候呢，门徒这个时候就那个信心啊，就是非常非常的坚定，就是开始传扬福音直到地极。
When he ascended to heaven and revealing all of this to his disciples, and when they watched that, and they're full of confidence and they're full of faith to share the gospel in the world.
因为他们非常的清楚，他们的主战胜了罪恶，战胜了死亡。
They were very clear, the Lord has conquered death and conquered everything.
他不仅仅是人，而且他是神，他要坐在他的宝座上。
He has been in heaven now, sitting on the throne.
他要再来审判这个世界。
He will come back and judge this world.
而且他现在去呢，为我们预备地方。
And he went to heaven. It was good for us.
这些真理呢，在当时门徒的心里面非常非常的扎根，所以他们的信心呢是史无前例的。
And that's true. That's been very deep in those disciples' heart. Or,
那如果我们的主今天没有复活，没有升天的话呢？我们所信的是不完全的。
If our Lord has not gone to heaven, and
our faith is going to be not complete.
好，谢谢。
那如果我们的主今天没有去到父亲到父那边去呢？说明他不是神。
If our Lord has not gone to the Father, that meant he was not God.
那我们只有一位神。
But we have only one God.
那就是这个子和父的这个义呢，合义，义是非常重要，是从一个神而来，这是非常重要的，在我们的信仰里面。
A Father and Son are one. Is this?One God, same God. So it's very important.
今天圣灵来也是，他高举耶稣，啊，圣灵来所做的一切工作都是要突出耶稣。
And now the Holy Spirit, all his work is to, exalt, Jesus.
所以就是我们今天圣灵在我的里面呢，我们清清楚楚的知道我们信的耶稣是复活的神。
And the Holy Spirit will know well, Our Lord has been resurrected.
那今天我们讲到这个圣灵来为罪为义圣为什么自己责备自己，自己责备自己这个词呢？我给大家也解释一下。
And here we need to understand. I would like to explain this to you. And He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin, righteousness.And judgment.
那这个自己责备自己呢？原文的意思就是说，把事情呢想得清清楚楚、明明白白。
You will be convicted of your guilt. What does it mean? That means you will understand it very well.
有就是把它放在光里面。Everything is so clear. 你非常清楚你的罪，非常清楚什么叫义，就是说什么东西都想明了。
And when the well of your guilt under the light, all has been revealed.
所以圣灵来的时候，你过去不知道自己是一个罪人，你今天知道了。
And that means you didn't know you had the sin, but now today you know very well.
那过去你不知道怎么样成为一个义人，今天你知道了。
You didn't know how to be righteous. Today you will know.
弟兄姐妹，你要清清楚楚的要知道，今天你信主以后，你是一个重生的基督徒，你是一个义人，你要清清楚楚的要知道。
And to the brothers and sisters, you have to know it well as a new creation.
那这一点呢，就是说我们在这个信主的过程里面啊，就是一定要坚信不疑的要知道，耶稣基督就是我们的公义。
And we must know and.Jesus is our righteousness.
我们前面讲的呢，就是说，因着我们信主呢，那个罪已经 dealt with， 就是已经处理了，处理干净了。
You must know because you believe in God, and our sin has been dealt with.
所以今天呢，下一步是什么呢？我们一定要知道我们是一个义人。
And what's our next step?And we, but before that, we must know we have been righteous.
那我们的义是哪里来的呢？是从耶稣基督来的。
Where does our righteousness come from? It's from Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督怎么样让我们成为义人呢？因为他已经战胜了罪，处理了死亡，所有的咒诅都已经担当了。
How can we be justified? Because Jesus has been crucified and he has beentaken all of our sins for us.
所以呢，大家有机会呢，讨好读一下《罗马书》《加拉太书》，就是说我们是因着信死里复活的耶稣呢，我们成为了义人。
And you may read Romans, and there talked about because of Jesus and He's taken away all of our sins, we now become righteous.
我们要清清楚楚的知道呢，就是。耶稣为我们的罪已经付上了代价，他成了咒诅， 我们不再受咒诅。
And we must know that Jesus has paid the price, so we will not be condemned.
那我们成了义人。
Now we become righteous.
我要解释一下这个义究竟是一个什么意思。
I have to explain this to you, being
那意思是现代人的观念里面，若不信主的人的观念里面，这个就是说你是一个好人，好人，广泛的来讲。
And when you say you are righteous, that means you are a good man, good person.
但是呢，这个好是谁来定义的呢？
But who defined this word good?
那其实圣经里面，旧约里面这个义呢，就是从一个约的角度来定义的。
But in Old Testament, and being righteous, has actually, it has something to do with covenant.
所以守约就是义人，不守约就是不义的人。
If you keep the covenant, you are righteous. If you don't keep the covenant, you are not righteous.
所以这样讲的话，大家可能就明白，就是今天我们跟别人签了一个合同，那对方他违约了，他就不是一个义人。
So you may understand well in this way. If this person, he keep the contract, he's a good person. If he doesn't, he's not a good person.
那我们现在一点到这个合同啊，约呢，想到的是赚钱。其实古代好多东西不是为赚钱而立约的，好多东西都是有约的，包括我们婚姻里面的约，对不对？朋友之约，对不对？都是约。
Talking about contract, you may think about only for the business, cause, but now you may understand also in our relationship, it's like also like contract.
在这个犹太人这个以色列人的眼中，这个我们的神是一个守约的神，这个概念是非常重要，是至关重要的神，一个概念。
And as a Jew, they know very well, and how God is a God who keep the promise, keep the covenant.
所以今天的基督徒，如果今天的教会不明白约的概念呢，那么我们的信仰的根基是非常有问题。
As a Christian, if we don't understand the concept of covenant, it will be a great problem for us.
就像今天我们结婚一样，就说我今天很爱这个人，两个人眼睛一对就喜欢上了。但是呢，没有约的话呢，这个东西能走长吗？
Just like a marriage, if you don't understand well the covenant between this couple, and how can they go on well in their relationship?
在因着约的关系呢，我们守约的时候呢，不是仅仅因着我们的感觉的时候呢，这个双方都会努力做成一件事情。
If we understand this is a relationship as a covenant, and both parts will do well and keep the contract.
事实上，任何事情要做成，都需要时间和努力。
And everything that needs to be accomplished, it takes time and effort.
但是如果人不守约呢，就不要往下去谈了。因为你根本对将来的东西没有盼望，没有信心。
But if people don't want to keep the covenant, there will be no hope.
所以这个义的概念呢，是一个约的概念。
So, this concept of being righteous, it has something to do with covenant.
但是我们人能不能守约呢？
But we, people, can we keep the covenant?
圣经上讲呢，他说没有一个义人，世上找不到一个义人。
Bible says,
那怎么办
？Bible says, there is no one righteous. But what can we do?
所以圣经上讲的非常的清楚，包括旧约，在罗马书里面，使徒保罗就讲的很清楚，旧约也是因信称义，亚伯拉罕是因为信就称了他的义。
And in Romans.And Paul says, because Abraham, he believed in God, he was credited to him righteousness.
就说这个阿蒙，请你把那个视频要不要放出来一下？
哦、oh, 你说哪个视频？
啊，对，啊，对对对，讲到的，这可能看到人的话比较好一些。
好，
嗯，有换经文的时候我们再来。
好，
所以呢，就是说，当我们刚才讲打断了一下，就是当我们讲到这个约的时候呢，就是人是守不了约的，那怎么办
？Covenant, and we people cannot keep the covenant. What can we do?
所以神就差派了他的儿子耶稣基督来，成为我们的罪，担当我们的罪，啊，就是替罪羔羊，把我们的罪拿走，以至于神就说你们是有义的。因为现在你的罪已经没了。
And so God sent his son, Jesus Christ, and bearing our sins as a scapegoat. His death took away our sins.
所以这个义这个词呢，在现在不信主的社会里面真的是非常难定义的一个词。
So being a righteous man, it's hard to define actually.In this world.
对，它是一个非常相对的一个词。
Because this concept becomes relative.
那现在圣经里面呢是非常清楚，就是跟约有关系，跟神的约，跟人的约有关系。
But Bible states well, it has something to do with covenant.
那今天呢，大家要非常的清楚，其实我们中国的古人呢。可能明白神的道，为什么呢？你知道这个义啊，它是怎么写法？是我是头上有一个羊，对吧？这是很奇怪的词。
Our ancestors in China may understand this concept very well. You may know in Chinese character this word, 义 it's righteousness on the top.And me at the bottom.
就是在我的头上有一个羔羊呢，我就成了义。
There's a lamb on the top. So when the lamb is on me, we become righteous.
那为什么中国的古人会造这样一个字呢？我们不清楚。
How did our ancestors in China, they create this word? We don't understand.We don't know.
但是我们知道，就是现在研究中文的人发现，好多字呢跟圣经里面的，讲的东西非常的相像。
And there are many studies. They found out actually, many Chinese words have something to do with our Bible truth actually.
啊，那比如说这个螳螂的螂，就是两个木下面一个女。那为什么螳螂是两个木一个女呢？
Another example, like the word greed,
greedy,
greedy in this world, and you know how they made the world like that.
Two wood, two trees, and one woman. Sorry.
对，两个
回到这个伊甸园的故事里面，伊甸园的里面故事里面知道呢，伊甸写的那边有两个树，一个是生命树，一个是分辨善恶树。这个女人呢，就吃了那个果子。
You know the story well in the Garden of Eden, and there were two trees, two kinds of trees, and there was a woman, which is Eve, who ate the fruit.
还有另外一个字是镜子的镜，镜子的镜为什么也是两个木头一个室呢
？And also the word forbid, and there are 牧师，对不起，你再讲一遍。
Two trees.
There are two trees. Yes.
And then there's a command. 是就是 command.
对 there was a command, and 是
at the bottom. 那为什么是两个树又有一个是呢
？And why they have to put the two trees on the top? And there's command.
大家再次的想起伊甸园的故事呢，神给。亚当一个命令，这两棵树给他讲，哪个树可以吃，哪个不能吃，那个指示他。
That because there was a command from God, to Adam and Eve, and what fruits you cannot eat, what fruit are good for you.
那事实上就是研究中文的人，我们中国的历史5000年的历史呢， 包括老子啊，好多东西跟神非常非常的近。
And you know, our ancestors and also the wise men in the end time, they have very close relationship with our God.
那包括最早的这个三皇五帝啊，皇帝他们出打仗的时候，想要祭天，那时候他不拜偶像，他们要祭天，就是要杀羊啊这些祭天。
Including 炎帝、黄帝 when they worship the heaven, they have to kill the lamb.
他们并不拜任何的偶像。
They don't worship other gods.
可能在那个时候，就是他们非常的清楚，他们人不是义人，他们要献祭才能成为义人。
Probably at that time, they knew very well they cannot become righteous unless they sacrifice and worship their God.
那现在的人呢，离神越来越远的时候呢，认为自己就是义人，这是个很可怕的概念。
But now, today, we have been far away from our God. We thought we are righteous already.
所以这个义呢，是我的头上有羔羊，就是义；我的头上有耶稣，就是义。
But here in this word, Chinese word, righteousness, that means we have the Lamb, which is the Lamb of God, above us, so we know we are righteous.
所以今天我们呢，信主的人要清清楚楚的知道我们是义人，这是非常非常重要的。
So today it's very important to know that we are righteous because of Jesus.
那你说好多我们教导我们要谦卑啊，我们是罪人啊。圣经里面保罗说我是罪人中的罪魁啊，我们不能老说自己是义人啊，我们是罪人啊。
And you may say today we say we need to be humble, we should call ourselves sinners. And even Paul said, I'm the foremost, but so we
I'm the chief sinners.
Yeah.
那我们究竟是罪人还是义人呢？
So are we righteous men or sinful men?
那事实上保罗在提摩太前书第一章十五节讲的我是罪人中的罪魁呢，那他用的是现在时。
Actually, in the First Timothy, when Jesus, when Paul mentioned, "I'm the foremost in as a sinful man," he used the present tense.
那就是我现在是个罪人。
And that means I am now I'm sinful man.
不仅仅是过去是个罪人。
And not just in the past.
但是呢，同时保罗也讲呢，他说我当跑的路我跑过了，当守的道我守住了，哦。当做的事情将来有公义的光冕为我存留，就是那个 righteous crown is for me， 就他非常的有信心他将来建筑的面的时候公义的光冕留给他。
Paul also said I have finished the race, I have keep the weight, and now I believe that there is a crown of righteousness there for me. So he truly believed he has become righteous in Jesus Christ.
那保罗究竟是罪人还是义人呢？
So is he a sinful man or is he a righteous man?
弟兄姐妹，我们是罪人呢，是我们的一个从亚当而来的生命呢，是有罪的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we are as a person who have the bloodline from Adam, actually we are a sinful person.
就是我们今天还是有罪的。
So today we are still sinful.
但是呢，我们要非常清楚的知道，我们的身份已经做了彻底的转换。在耶稣基督里面呢，我们是神的儿女。
But today our identity has been changed, and today now we are children of God.
但是呢，这个撒旦会来试探我们，试探我们一种试探呢，就来控告你，就是你不是义人。
But Satan will tempt us. And one of them is that giving us this lie that we are not righteous person.
所以好多的基督徒呢，因为自己觉得自己不够好呢，他不能够全心的来接受神的祝福。
And now today there are some some Christians, they could not accept the full blessing from God because they don't know they already righteous in Jesus Christ.
因为没有真正的相信我们是义人。
Because they don't believe fully we are righteous.
那我们要清清楚楚地知道我们的义是耶稣穿戴在我们的身上，是赐给我们的义。
But we should know that this righteousness has been credited to us from Jesus.
心里面确信我已经是一个义人，我的罪已经赦免了，这是非常重要的。
We must have this confidence that we have been forgiven.
那 这种确信的话，就代表你能不能接受这样一个白白的恩典在你的身上。
This full confidence has something to do with the fact that whether you can fully accept that you are righteous.
就像一个罪犯在监狱里面呢，后来就是别人给他交了赎金，那有些国家的法律还可以交赎金把他赎出来，有些国家还有法律别人可以替他坐牢，就是把他赎出来之后呢，他走在监狱门口，他说我。说你已经无罪释放了，他要不要出来？他要做个选择。
It's just like a criminal who has been in jail, and now he has been bailed out, and he has been paid the ransom, or maybe someone else can stay in the prison for him, and now he's released on the streets, and he was still thinking, am I free or not now?
他如果相信他现在他的父这个。这个法官的这样一个一句话，说你是已经自由了。相信这句话的时候呢，他过出去以后就过一个自由的生活。
If you believe the judge who wearing the crown on his head, he said, "You are free." He believed that, and he shall be free on the street.
但是他不相信这句话的时候呢，他一直会认为他是一个 criminal.
But if he doesn't believe that, he thought he was still a criminal.
所以他在社会上任何的机会他都不敢接受。
So everywhere in this world, or whatever opportunity is given, offered to him, he could not take it.
事实上可能大家看过一些电影啊，文学著作，有的人就是因为坐过监狱出来以后呢，到任何一个工作的时候，他找工作的时候，他要想要解释一番，他曾经坐过监狱。
And you may have watched this kind of movie or read this kind of stories, and some criminal, they have been released from jail, and when he looks for job, he will still mention that he was been in jail.
因为他不服气呢，他就说可能这个人要拒绝我，预期他后来拒绝，还不如让他先拒绝，所以他就想告诉他所有过去的一切。
So before he applied for a job, he would like to let them know his past so that he would just feel peace with the person who employed him.
但是他如果相信他就是一个自由人，他现在的一切的罪都已经肃清了，一切都没事的时候呢，他跟人家谈话就不一样。
But he feels that I'm free man now, totally different today. If he has the confidence when he talks with people, you will see the difference.
他以后所有在社会上的机缘都不一样。
So all his opportunities will be totally different for him.
所以这个是我们的信心，就是我们必须要相信我们是义人，是因着耶稣是完全的义人。
So this is our faith that we are righteousness, fully righteous in Christ now.
那我们是不是罪人呢？
So are we still a sinner?
是的，我们有罪，
yes,
可能还有犯罪的可能。但是呢，罪不是我们的身份，这个要非常清楚。
Yes, we are. We still have sin. We could commit sin as well again, but our identity is totally different.
所以这个是非常重要的，就是说不是因为你犯罪，你就是一个罪人，将来要受审判的一个罪人，要清理非常的清楚，我是神的儿女。
So you must know that you are children of God. It's not because still, it's not still that you, when you commit sin, you will be put into jail again. It's different, different things now.
举个例子来讲，就是说。这个生奉和生奉是非常非常不一样。我要举一个例子。
I would like to give you an example this, regarding to this identity, which is very important.
我们曾经有一个亲爱的牧师呢，他这个真的非常的爱别人。他曾经有一段时间呢，就在街上和物价可贵的人呢同住、同吃、同生活，就在去的街上。
We have a dear pastor, and he had this experience. He went out to the streets, and he was living with the homeless among them.
还有经历，就是能够跟这个 homeless 这些无家可归的人来，来经历他们，体会他们的生活，来帮助他们。
He would like to experience their lives and help them.
但是很可惜的一点，非常可惜的一点啊，就是。他不是 homeless,
but you should know he is not homeless.
他的身份来讲的话呢，他不是 homeless.
But his identity is that it is not a homeless.
所以他的心境和真正的 homeless 的心境完全是两个心境。
But you should know his heart, the in his heart.Still totally different. She's not homeless.
他所能够这个拥有的东西，拥有的 support, 跟那个 homeless 所拥有的 support 完全是不一样。
You know, the support that he can have is still totally different than those real homeless.
所以他哪一天如果他身体不好的时候呢，那个师母一着急。发动全教会的人把他就拽回去。
So, if one day he's sick, his wife could come to him, bring the whole church in, and just take him out of the street.
但是呢，真正的 homeless, 真正的 homeless 的时候呢，不一定有他这样的这个 support.
But the real homeless could not afford such a real, could not afford such a support.
那这就要讲到呢，真正的 homeless， 他的身份就变成了 homeless.
So the real homeless, their identity is real homeless.
但是这个牧师呢，暂时是 homeless， 他就是很想跟 homeless 认同，但是呢，他还不是 homeless.
So the pastor, he really would like to be.Homeless and be with them, but his true identity is not.
就像我们今天也，你成为神的儿女的时候呢，你可以跟罪人认同，有时候也放点罪，就像那个牧师在街上吃点脏垃圾的食物一样啊。但是呢，对不起，你真的不是罪人，你不是罪人，你可以放罪，但你不是罪人。
So it's like, the pastor.And today, maybe you are like the homeless, and you can commit sin, and you eat the junk food, as the pastor did. But your identity is different. You are God's children.
在圣经里面讲的非常清楚的，就是说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？罪啊，你的权势在哪里？耶稣基督已经把他战胜了。
And the Bible states well, very well.Death, where's your authority? Our Lord Christ has defeated you.
就说这些罪，他在你身上是没有权势的。他可以来暂时影响一下你，魔鬼可以来试探一下，但是他没有权力在你的身上。
So the authority, they have no power on you. The death has no authority on you. Maybe they can.Frighten you temporarily, but not a long term.
那所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们一定要知道，我们是义人，因着耶稣复活升天，我们是义人。
But because of Lord Jesus, who has ascended to heaven, and now we are righteous because of him.
你要知道， 讲到这个义和罪啊，就是说这个地方呢有一个非常微妙的一个东西，就是说一些如果耶稣没有复活而他上了十字架呢，其实整个的基督教信仰是一个空的东西，明白？如果他上了十字架担当了我们的罪，但是呢他没有复活呢，完了。
So if there's two words, and righteousness and sin, there's a relationship we need to deal with them very well. If our Lord, he died on the cross and he did not ascend to heaven, conquer the death, then we are all finished.
我们所信的都是毫无意义的东西。
So what we believe is meaningless.
所以我们要清楚的知道呢，就是说十字架上担当我们的罪时候呢，耶稣是一定要复活，复活代表他战胜了这一切的东西。
So there must be a resurrection. And because this resurrection really let us know that he has conquered all the death, everything.
而且他要复活，要升天，因为他是神，他要坐在他的宝座上。
He has to go to heaven and sit on the throne with his father.
但是呢，他把圣灵赐下来。
And also gave, sent Holy Spirit to us.
而这个圣灵赐下来呢，跟他的升天、复活、升天是非常有关系的。
It is a great relationship to to the Lord that
sending of the Holy Spirit and his ascension. 那在这个约翰福音第七章呢，就他讲到，他说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
In chapter 7 John, and there says, Jesus said, those who believe me, and there will be a Holy Spirit in him, like living water comes up.
那里就讲到呢，他就说是 if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, streams of living water will flow from within him. 就是当时呢讲到，就是他腹中要流出活水的江河来。那里也讲了一句，耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵的，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。39节。
And verse 39, and Jesus said, and also those who believe me, and the Holy Spirit will come out of him. And but in that time, when Jesus said that, he referenced to Holy Spirit. But there was no Holy Spirit yet because Jesus has not been, has not ascended to heaven. 对不起，我的早。好了。
39, yes, 39. Okay. 就是那个时候呢，耶稣尚未得着荣耀，就是他还没有定死复活升天，所以呢，圣灵还没有赐下。但是呢，他说信他的人，圣灵要赐给他像活水的江河。
But here it says, 对不起，牧师，我刚刚突然有点对，没有抓到那个点你说的那个。对不起，你再说一遍。
那个时候呢，就是说，圣灵没赐下来，是因为耶稣呢尚未得着荣耀，就是说还没有，定死复活升天。
Okay, at that time, the Holy Spirit has not been sent down, because and Jesus has not ascended to heaven, and been glorified.
那所以呢，大家要非常的清楚，就是说，现在圣灵赐下来呢，是因着耶稣的复活，是复活的见证，经常在我们的里面。
So we need to be clear that, today we have the Holy Spirit. That is because Jesus, he has ascended to heaven.
而接受圣灵呢，是完全要相信耶稣基督就是我的公义，我在基督里面，那个罪已经完全的赦免。
So, believe, if you believe Holy Spirit, you should believe that we are righteousness because the Jesus he has dealt with them.
那我渴望弟兄姐妹呢，真的完全的得着圣灵，被圣灵充满，因为这是一个有能力的生命。
So I hope all of us and brothers and sisters, you will have the Holy Spirit and be fully be filled by Him.
那这个圣灵赐下的基础呢，就是要相信自己是一个义人，是什么义人呢？是耶稣是我的义。But
you
耶稣已经担当了我一切的罪，所以我在神的面前那个道路是完全畅通的。But
you should first believe that you are righteous because of Jesus, and because he has opened, prepared the way for us, which is already there, available for us.
所以圣经里面讲的，我们随时可要可以来到主神的宝座前面前，得恩惠，得怜悯，得随时的帮助，就是我们可以进到主的面前，上帝的面前。So
we can come to our Lord, come to His mercy seat anytime for His help.
所以我就是，但愿我们的弟兄姐妹非常清楚的知道呢，耶稣基督把这个门彻底的打开。
So we should know that Jesus, He has opened this door wide for us.
你来到主的面前，圣灵充满着，完全是因为耶稣基督的公义。你是一个义人，你如果自己老觉着你是一个罪人，你就不敢来接受神一切的恩惠。你要明白，你是一个义人，是因着耶稣。If
you come to the Lord, if you still don't know you are fully righteous and because of Jesus, you cannot fully receive his gift from him.
当然我刚才也讲了，你可能会犯罪，但犯罪以后呢，不要让撒旦来控告你，你认罪悔改，立刻就要宣告，感谢主，哈利路亚，你是我的公义。If,
of course, you may commit sin, but when you commit sin, you need to come to the Lord and you have to really believe that he can cleanse all of your sins.
今天我们好多人在运行在圣灵的能力里面。 包括特别是我们西安教会早期我们一起来的，看到异梦异象、一病赶鬼，这是非常正常的一件事情。And
we, you may have seen, like in our mother church, and many, miracles that has, happened among us, and dreams and visions, all of these.
是因为我们。 圣灵是借着什么赐给我们的呢? 难道是我们好吗? 不是我们好，因为我们信耶稣。
And Holy Spirit, and he, that is because of our faith, not because of our righteousness, that Holy Spirit work among us.
Not because of good deeds, but it's by Jesus, believing Jesus.
就是通过相信耶稣，当我们相信我们自己耶稣是我们公义的时候，你可以就是圣灵，就是上帝一切的恩惠都是你的。I believe Jesus is our righteousness, then all the grace of God will come to you.
今天比尔盖茨的钱不是你的，但是呢，神，你如果心在神的旨意里面，神要让他把钱给你。
Today, like if you believe God, if God wants to give you the money from Bill Gates, it will be done.
那你只要做的是要相信耶稣。
All you need to do is to believe Jesus.
你不拥有 Bill Gates 的 money, 他的钱，但是神如果愿意。 神如果需要，你如果心生的旨意，对不对？神要做什么都能做成。You
don't owe, you don't have Bill Gates' money, but if you believe God and you follow Him, God can do whatever He would do to you. He can give you His money.
那今天我们就是说，祷告的时候有启示，有异梦异象，能够一并赶鬼，完全不是因为我们是好人坏人。
而是因着耶稣基督是我们的公义。So today when you pray, you have dreams and visions, and you have revelations, not because we are righteous, but because of Jesus.
而且你越不看自己是不是好人坏人, 越看耶稣这样的恩赐呢，越用心的越畅通。
If you don't look at yourself, but you look upon God and the Holy Spirit will move very smoothly in you.
如果 你不要老觉得自己做得好啊，做得坏啊，你的见证就从耶稣基督的那面来，那喜乐的见证，爱都出来。
And if you don't look at yourself, how good you are, how bad you are, then the testimony will manifest itself very well in you.
那我们今天讲的这些东西呢，不是在讲理论，这是实际的心在我们生活里面。
So today we are not talking about theory, but this is a very practical things for us.
你相信什么，你就是什么。
You are what you believe.
你相信你今天是一个罪人是你的身份，你就是一个罪人。
If you believe you are a sinner, then you are a sinner.
你今天相信耶稣基督已经让你变成了一个全然的义人，你就是一个全然的义人。
If you believe Jesus has changed you to be a righteous man, then you are a righteous man.
那全然的义人呢，你就走在外面，全然神的国度，一定赶鬼。你要听神的话，神需要的时候就跟你清清楚楚会讲。
A fully righteous man, he can just go out and preach gospel. And 对不起，我说漏了你后半部。
就说你要宣讲神的国度啊，你要做什么事情呢？圣灵就和你同在。
You can preach his kingdom, and all of these, the Lord Jesus will be with you.
那今天我们中间有好多弟兄姐妹。常常看到异象，做的异梦是非常非常准确的，那个启示是非常准确的。
And today many brothers,
清清楚楚的带领。
Today many brothers and sisters, they have very correct and accurate dreams and visions that are revelation from the Lord.
那如果你相信你自己能行的话，这些都不会有。
If you believe you can perform all of these by yourself, you will have none of them.
但是你如果相信耶稣基督是你的公义，这些东西都来。
But if you believe in Jesus, He is your righteousness, and all of these will come to you.
那这就是因为耶稣基督呢，今天就是他复活升天了，清清楚楚的把圣灵赐下来，他坐在宝座上面，把圣灵赐下来，活在我们的里面。
All of these because of Jesus, He has ascended to heaven and sent.He seated on a throne and he sent us his Holy Spirit.
那所以今天的时候呢，就是撒旦当他要来控告你的时候，当你软弱的时候、犯罪的时候呢，你要清清楚楚的要知道真理，耶稣基督是我的公义。
When Satan accuses you, and you should fully believe that Jesus is my righteousness.
所以呢，你要。认罪悔改就是往前走。
So after you confess, you should go forward.
那就是说，我们犯罪有时候是真的，不是说有时候可能是假的，有时候是真的，有时候真犯罪了，那不是说我们没有罪。
Maybe sometimes you truly commit sin, you commit sin, but don't stay in the sin.
那撒旦就会来。来找你麻烦，就来这个叫做控告啊，就在控告你给撒旦留了地步以后呢，撒旦也来搅扰你的生活。
So if you don't come out of the sin, then you have opened a space for the Satan to accuse you, attack you.
但是呢，你要是相信这里的真理，你就给撒旦宣告，我耶稣基督就是我的公义。
But if you believe this truth, you willDeclare to Satan that Jesus Christ is my righteousness.
所以圣经上讲呢，当我们认罪的时候呢，神是信实的，他就赦免我们的罪。
And we believe what Bible says, because our God is faithful to us, so we believe we have become righteous.
那今天讲的呢，就是说，不是一个概念，而是大家心在其中的时候，你的灵里面的状态是完全不一样的。
So we believe here not just about a concept, And in spirit, well, you are already different.
你不需要金钱让你的有喜乐平安，你已经有了喜乐平安。
You don't need money to make you, feel joy, peace, and love, all of these. You already have them.
当你这个喜乐的心在神的旨意里面的这些金钱都会跟着你来，圣经里面讲它会随着你来追随你。
When you are joyful, just follow God's way, and all this money will follow you.
在生命记二十八章讲呢，他说你遵行神的旨意的时候呢 ，all these blessings are going to chase you.
And
他会来追随你。
And Deuteronomy 28 says, if you follow God's way, all these will be given to you.
追随你是什么意思呢
？Chase after you.
他会跟着你跑，你不跟着他跑，他会跟着你跑。
What does it mean? It means you don't need to follow them, but they will follow you.
那我就举一个简单的例子。我举例子呢，好多时候举到我个人，我并不是我好，而是我的神好。荣耀归给主。
I'm giving an example. So my story, when I mentioned this, it's not because I'm good, but because this is real. Give the glory to the Lord.
那我在 Hope 那块地方，地上有一堆老房客，八十岁。
There's an old tenants, a couple, and a senior, people in the 80s, and Hope my property.
啊，他们就给我讲，他说病，因为周围这个房客呢，有时候会欺负他们，因为他们老了，有时候说话呢，说的话忘记了。发一些信息发错了，发到群里面去，人家其他的房客听了呢，不高兴就会欺负他。
And they said to me one day, and because he could make mistakes, sometimes he sent a message to the wrong person. So his neighbor, who they have been really annoyed, and they began to laugh at him and tease him, all these kind of things.
他就告诉我，他说我们不会走的，他们欺负我们也不会走，因为你和你的太太对我们很好，我们就是要住在这里。
They said we will not go away because you and your wife are so good to me. I don't care about them.
那我呢，平时去的话，真的会给他们做一些事情啊，有些事情不该这个房东做的，我也会做，给他们装这个空调啊，做这些东西啊，我都会做。
So I really have done a lot of things for them, like setting up the air conditions, these kind of things. Usually, a landlord would not do these things for the tenants, but we did all of them.
那我做这些事情的时候，我不会想这些事情花我多少时间啊，我会损失多少钱啊，我不这样去想。但是呢，这些房客好房客，他要长期住下去，金钱上就是对我的祝福。
But when I did that, I was not thinking about how much time I have spent and how much money I have been paid back. I didn't think of that. But when those couple, they stayed there and they paid the rent, that is a real blessing to me already.
而且这对老夫妇真的是非常好的房客，各方面都是非常好。
And these couple, they are really good tenants in many things.
我讲就是说，当我们的信心在那里的时候呢，别人看是怎么样的我们不知道，但是我们心里知道，那先求神的国和义呢，其他的会随着来。
So for these things, probably people don't know, they don't understand, but we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first. All of these will be given to us.
那今天所要讲的呢，就是说在我们心里面清清楚楚的知道，我们的耶稣复活了。升天了，把圣灵赐给我们。
So today what we talked about is that Jesus has been, he has ascended to heaven, he has given us his whole spirit.
那我们的信心多大，神的祝福就多大。
And how much we believe him, have faith in him, and how much blessing will be given to us.
我们的信心多大，神就要用我们多大。
how much we have faith in him and how much he will use us.
就说圣经里面讲的一切的丰富都在耶稣基督里，天上地下一切的丰富都在耶稣基督里。
All of these and great the fullness already have been in Jesus.
所以今天呢，就是说我们最重要讲的一个，在耶稣基督里面你是义人，是耶稣基督让你成为义人。
So today we will say in Christ Jesus, you are righteous already in him.
要清清楚楚的百分之百的相信你在耶稣基督里面是义人。
And 100% you should fully believe that you are already righteous in Christ.
不是因着你配，而是因着耶稣呢，你配得神所有一切的丰盛。
Not because you're worthy of all of these righteousness, but because of Jesus, you are worthy of all this fullness.
那神一切的丰盛，他要你需要的时候，你心在他的旨意里面，他什么都给。
And as long as you follow his way, and he can give you all of these blessings, this fullness, whatever you need will be given to you.
不是说你一定要拥有它，但是呢，他要让你享有它。
And not because you will, 对不起，牧师，你再讲一遍。
不是说你会拥有它， you are going to own by yourself, 但是 you can enjoy everything. 所以呢，今天我们做个祷告以后呢，让大家来奉献。
So, let's pray, and we also let the brothers and sisters, maybe they can share as well.
我们天上的父亲，我们今天来到你的跟前，要相信你的话语，相信你的真理。
Father in heaven, we believe your truth, we believe your word.
耶稣基督就是我们的公义。
And Christ Jesus is our righteousness.
我们称义是因着信耶稣，不是因着律法，遵守律法。
We are justified not because the law, but because believe in Jesus.
也不是因着我们的好行为，而是因着耶稣基督。
Not because of a good deed, but because of Jesus Christ.
让我们的罪彻底的赦免。
So our sin can be fully forgiven.
你给我们一个新的身份，就是一个义人的身份。
We are given a new identity as a righteous person.
这义人的身份就是可以坦然无惧地站在神的面前。
So we can, stand in front of our God with no fear.
来领受所有的恩惠。
And receive all this grace.
天上地下所有的恩惠。
And all these benefits from heaven and earth.
今天我们也让圣灵大大地来充满我们。
And may Holy Spirit fill us greatly today.
今天因为耶稣基督的宝血，你看我们为义人，你就把圣灵，你自己的灵，愿意住在我们的里面。
And today, because of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, yourself, you are willing to dwell in us.
主啊，就像圣经里面讲的，天上地下一切的产业都是属基督的，都是属我们的。
As Bible said, and all these things on earth and heaven, they all belong to God, but they can also be given to us.
圣灵里面一切的恩赐和能力都是属我们的。
All these gifts in Christ are in the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
我们身体的健康是属我们的。
And the health belongs to us.
我们身体的健康属我们的，我们的美好的家庭也是属我们的。
Our beautiful families belong to us.
我们经济上的丰盛也是属我们的。
Our fullness in our financial situation they belong to us.
主啊，我们相信，哈利路亚。
We believe, Lord.
主啊，包括一切的苦难，我们跟耶稣基督一起受苦，也是为了你的祝福。
All these troubles and these difficulties we are going through together, that we go through together, all because of Jesus.
但是这一切都是为了成就你美好的旨意在我们的身上。
Because these all will work together for the great purpose of our God.
都是因着你的爱。
All because of your love.
其实我们今天受苦。
And today we suffer.
也是为了成就你的美意。
We suffer for the great purpose of our God.
像耶稣基督，你爱他，让他上十字架，是为要让他承受万有。
As you did to Jesus, you let him be crucified on the cross. That is, you already prepared for him to have all these things from heaven, in heaven and earth.
你再次说，我们要相信，相信，相信，相信。
We believe, we believe.
所以，让我们和你中间没有任何的阻拦。
So we have no separation between you and us.
主啊，如果我们有任何的罪，任何的软弱，我们也不怕，不怕来到你的跟前。
If we have sin, and we have fear, but we'll not be afraid to come to you.
因为这一切在你来说都是非常容易。主啊，你会赦免我们的罪，你会洁净我们的罪，你会医治我。
But these are easy things. You can cleanse us. You can heal us.
主啊，是的，主，我们就来到你的跟前，坦然无惧来到你的跟前。
Yes, Lord, we come to you with no fear.
主啊，你赐福给我们的弟兄姐妹。
May you bless our brothers and sisters.
让每一个人都在你的国度里面大大的要发光。
I pray everyone.They will shine their lights in this kingdom.
让人看到我们的时候，就看到我们身上的恩典。
When they see us, they see the grace from you.
他们就要问你的这恩惠是从哪里来的。
They will ask, "Where does your grace come from?"
是因着基督，哈利路亚。
It's Jesus Christ.
因着基督复活升天。
Because he has been raised from the dead and sent to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，再次的祷告，圣灵来充满。
Yeah, the brother, sister,
100%的向主敞开。
Let's pray. Let the Holy Spirit fill us 100%.
谢谢你，耶稣，哈利路亚，充满我们的主。
Thank you, Jesus. Fill us.
受到了哈巴巴巴巴巴，除去撒旦一切的控告，受到了哈巴巴巴，西底格里格里格里。
I resist all the accusation from Satan.
主啊，是的，主，在你没有难成的事情，哈利路亚，我们祷告在你的面前。
Nothing impossible in Jesus Christ. We pray before you.
罪也不能阻挡我们和你的亲近。
Sin cannot separate us from you.
弟兄姐妹，你如果有什么罪阻挡你，你可以立刻认罪，主就会赦免，你要跟他就完全没有阻拦，哈利路亚。
If you feel anything that hindering among you, you need to come to the Lord, and He will cleanse you.
哈利路亚，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢你，哈利路亚，你的圣灵要浇灌。
Thank you.
帮助耶稣
Spirit pouring upon us.
Amen.
Amen.